You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Hello, my name is Del Risha. Today, you are hanging out with Risha. This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Detroit. In this podcast, I want to talk to you about pressure. Before I get started, let me give you a little background about myself. I have a nonprofit by the name of AtBat. AtBat is an amateur sport agency that provides baseball and softball activities for at-risk youth. We offer free sport programs, clinics, long as a student is at risk. We define at risk as 200% below the federal poverty level. Currently, we have an after-school program where student participants learn sports fundamentals, health and nutrition, and incorporated STEM education drills. To find out more, because I don't want to spend all my time talking about my organization, you can visit atbat.org, atbat.org, to learn more about my organization. But I do want to talk about, like I said before, pressure. So basically, during my after-school program, I had a roundtable discussion with my students. And my students range from K through 8th grade. And the students were asked, do they feel like a lot of pressure is being put on them? Now, during that roundtable discussion, they gave me plenty of examples, but 9 out of 10 of the students agreed that they feel that pressure is being put on them. That pressure came from their parents, teachers, coaches, friends, family members. That pressure came from tons of different people. And it made me begin to think, what are we doing as a whole, like with our children? Are we putting too much pressure upon them? So how much pressure are we putting on kids? For starters, let me define what pressure is. Pressure is the use of persuading, influencing, or intimidation to make someone do something. This is all according to Google. Sorry about that. So basically through persuasion or influence or intimidation. I believe that there is a lot of pressure put upon kids. I can recall me growing up in my household. Till I was 12, my parents were married. So my parents always put pressure on me and my siblings to perform our best. There was pressure for us to try to achieve academically because my dad used to always bring up how we're competing with the rest of the world. There was tons of pressure to be the best. And I also felt pressure having siblings and them excelling academically. And me feeling as if I have to excel academically, too. So there's definitely tons of pressure. And a lot of times there's this pressure because we really want our kids to succeed. Because when I talk to my children in a roundtable discussion, most of what I found was that their parents just wanted the best for them. Whether it was academically, sports, or just in general in life, they wanted the best for them, so they will put all this pressure upon them. This pressure to have to succeed in order to get where they want to go. There's a lot of stress that comes with that pressure. Because I can recall there are times that I feel stressed when I have all this pressure to meet certain either work deadlines or even when I was younger, to meet my parents' expectation. It was a lot of pressure that I had to perform a certain way. And even talking to the kids and hearing their voices, hearing what they think about pressure, it made me, getting that discussion going, it made me begin to think, what are we doing in society as a whole, as far as the children as a whole? Because there's been a lot of issues at hand in the world, especially with this younger generation. So I thought that, are we not listening to our kids? Because it's not a bad thing to put a little pressure, have a little pressure. But too much of anything is not good. So to me, I want to break down, is pressure good and is it bad? So first I'm going to start with, is pressure good? I believe pressure can be good. With a little persuasion and a mildly influence over our children, I believe that it can be pretty good. But if we put too much pressure, like too much on them to try to achieve or meet our expectations, then that's when we go overboard. I believe that the kids do need a little pressure to kind of push them to try to perform like we know they can. Because a lot of times, if we don't put any pressure on our kids at all, then we're just going with the flow with them and we're not actually teaching them discipline or teaching them anything constructive to help them later on in their life. I can recall taking a parenting class to help me with my nonprofit with working with children. And one of the things that we discussed in this parenting class was how you don't want to be too much on your kids and you don't want to be too lenient. So there's a middle ground that you want to meet where you have to know when each situation calls for a little lenience and another situation may call for putting that demand down on that child. So you have to find a middle ground with giving that pressure, and it could be used towards good. Because a lot of times when I put pressure on my children in my programs to do better, exceed, or to perform better, whether it's we're doing a STEM lesson and they feel like they don't get it and I have to make sure that I'm explaining it so they can understand it and make it fun and engaging, or even with learning how to properly hit or throw the ball, I have to make sure that I'm engaging them and not putting too much pressure or yelling at them where they feel as if they feel defeated. Because if we do too much pressure and really put so much on them, they're going to feel defeated and they're going to be discouraged. But I think that just a little bit of pressure will get them to want to try a little harder. But we have to take it in mild steps, not too much on them. And now I want to talk about, is pressure bad? I think it is bad when we're intimidating our children. A lot of times some households back then, probably during my father's generation, they used to use physical abuse or whoopings as a way of intimidating, to put this pressure on his kids to do what they were told in order to influence their kids' behavior. And that's not the best way of getting your kid to do what you want. And that way you're intimidating them and creating fear within them. And now this kid is pushing away from you instead of coming to you when they deal with a problem. Now, I think that pressure is bad because it has a ripple effect. When we intimidate our kids or we put too much pressure trying to influence them or persuade them to do things that we feel like they should do, we're not giving them their own mind to think on their own. So basically, we're telling them what we want them to do and not letting them be able to be free thinkers. And I get it, to a certain extent, you have to make the decisions for the kids, because when they're a certain age, you wouldn't want to make your kid make life decisions being so young. But so much pressure, we don't realize the ripple effect that it has on the children. The ripple effect that this pressure has on children comes with that feeling of hopelessness or depression. So they cause mental health issues later on for these children who deal with a lot of pressure from either their parents or a teacher, or coach, a family member, a guardian, a friend, anyone who's giving that child too much pressure to deal with. And it's causing these mental issues. It causes mental issues, even OCD, even ADHD. It causes a lot of issues with these children and we don't even recognize it until later on until something happens. Then we realize that, oh, we never saw this. We always say we never saw it coming, but it kind of was leading up to that. We want our kids to, and then a lot of times if we put this too much pressure on our kids and we want them to come to us for stuff, they won't, because they're pushing away from us and they're dealing with it alone. So they have these issues that they're dealing with and they feel like they're battling them alone and they're dealing with all of that in their mind. That's why I say they cause mental issues with our children when we put on too much pressure. Recently, I want to bring this up to back my argument about pressure being the bad part about pressure when it's too much. Recently at CMU, there was a shooting. A young man shot his parents, and it was very heartfelt, very sad to hear about this young man shot and killed his parents. You just never would have thought someone would take their own parents' life, because you figure you love your parents so much that you would give your all to them, or you love them. You would do anything for them. But it made me think that maybe he had so much pressure leading up to cause mental issues within him, because you can't be at a good mental state to take your own parents' life, in my opinion. That's in my opinion. I don't feel like you're in a good mental state to take your own parents' life and put them at gunpoint. You just can't be. And I think that I'm not making an excuse for him and what he did. His actions are wrong. But I do believe that things led up to him getting to that state, that it was pressure, whether from his own parents or pressure from friends or family members, or maybe that caused some mental issues that he was dealing with that he felt like he couldn't go to anyone. Because we even can look at the Florida shooting, that there were mental issues going on, because you can't be at a good mental state to just take someone's life. But moving back to my roundtable discussion with my kids, and since I already broke down pressure, the good and the bad, I just wanted to touch on some of the things that me and my children talked about during that roundtable discussion. And these are how I have formed these ideas about the good and the bad of pressure, and why are we coming up with the question, do we feel like they're getting a lot of pressure on them? Honestly, we talked about a lot of examples the kids gave me were like life issues. Either their parent wanted them to succeed academically and they couldn't. It would discourage them. Let me backtrack, because I kind of was all over the place. But their parent had put so much pressure on them to succeed academically that they would get frustrated for like they can't. And I know we all want our children to succeed academically, and we are up against, these children are up against way more because they're competing globally. But I feel as if we want to help putting that little persuasion or influence, just a little bit of that pressure on the kids, then maybe we should either change our actions or do things to kind of mildly influence them to want to do good. One thing that I do with my niece and nephew is taking them places or rewarding them when they make an achievement, but letting them know or not rewarding them and letting them know why when they don't make that achievement that I expected of them. And I have to check myself too sometimes to make sure that my goals or whatever I'm trying to push on my niece or nephew or my children that I work with are not something that's too outrageous
or something that's not even in line with something that they may want to. So we have to sometimes look at what our kids want to do. It may be a phase, and they may just want to do it for a little bit. Because even I was like that when I was a child, but my parents always motivated me to do whatever I wanted to do. And they were like, okay, this is what you want to do, so let me show you how to get better at this. Even though I didn't ever do some of the things like tennis, trying to play tennis or wanting to ice skate, they would motivate that goal or that career that I wanted at that moment and try to lead away or show me how to get there, rather than say, oh, you're not going to be that. Or if they wanted to persuade me to do something they liked it, then they probably would try to taking me somewhere that they liked it and making sure it was fun and engaging so that it can grasp my attention. Because a lot of times we don't make things fun and engaging, and it don't grasp the children's interest. And that's a way of using pressure to persuade or influence the child. And then just in general, sometimes we have to just back off and just let them go through that phase of wanting to be that whatever goal or thing they want to be at that moment. Sometimes, not all the time, it's just a suggestion, not saying that we have to, but it's just a suggestion. But what we shouldn't do is put that pressure where we're trying to persuade them so much that we discourage them. And when we discourage them, a lot of times they're not going to want to come to us and talk to us about their goals or dreams or anything that they may have because they're discouraged. I was reading an old article from The Atlantic, and it was talking about how when the parents put all this added pressure to perform or do well in anything the child is doing, it just causes them to just really push away sometimes because it's just so much. And then we're stating how it causes mental issues of hopelessness coming about them and making them want to push away or just deal with stuff alone. And a lot of times when we deal with stuff alone, we are like our own worst enemy, because it's a lot going on in our mind and we can't even fathom everything that's going on in our mind. We don't even know why we're having these feelings or anything. And if we don't get a lot of things off our chest or get them out of our mind, we'll go crazy. So that's why I think that when you put too much pressure, you intimidate your child, then you're taking this left turn to nowhere and just pushing your child away and causing them to feel alone. And it's never good to have that alone feeling like you can't go to anyone to talk to about anything, or feeling like no one understands you, because now you're trying to figure who you are out and you got a lot going on in your mind and you're still developing. You don't know what's going on. So that's what goes through my mind. And even working with kids, because I don't have children, but I work with kids in my nonprofit and seeing the behaviors that they exhibit, and sitting down and actually just talking to them really helps me understand. And that's another suggestion. So even just sitting down and just listening, just one time, just really listening to your children, I can honestly applaud my parents for this, for always letting me and my sisters be able to debate. We will always, they will let us voice our opinion. And that was a way of showing us that, yeah, we have a voice at a young age. Even if sometimes we never win a debate because the parent probably didn't have more research, but it gives a sense of we had a voice to voice our opinion, whether we felt as if we were right or we were wrong. But we knew that when it came to debating each other, we should have done our research.
Some more examples of some good pressure, I believe, is, like I said, even allowing your child to have that opinion, or even engaging in debates on why you're trying to influence them. Talking it out, letting them see why you think that they should be doing something a certain way or why not, instead of just telling them they should do something just because. But providing that reason, I remember in CARE, my parenting class, we talked about when you're disciplining your child, providing reason behind why you're doing it so they get an understanding. Because these children are very intelligent, and I feel as if you provide that reason within that appropriate age group of why you believe that they should probably succeed academically, and use that as a gateway to put a little pressure, but not too much on them. I can refer back to even my childhood of my dad bringing up him not going past 11th grade or not going to college is why we should possibly want to go to college or go further our education, so we can always do better than him. And even seeing through examples too, even seeing my mother making sure, even if it took her when she was older to finish her degree, seeing her finish no matter what is can serve as another mechanism of putting a little pressure of influence or persuasion to your children. Because a lot of times they hear us, but sometimes it goes through one or out the other, but actions speak volume. I can't stress enough how much action speaks volume to children. And a lot of times if they see you behave a certain way or carry yourself a certain way, they exhibit those same actions by looking at that. So in order to use pressure in a good way, it's through our examples, the way we carry ourselves. I really try to watch when I'm in my programs or when I'm working with my children, what I am doing, body language, what I'm wearing, how I'm carrying myself. Because I know that the children are looking to see if I'm actually practicing what I'm preaching to them, because I'm telling them to uphold themselves in a certain standard, to carry themselves in a certain standard. And I know they're testing me and seeing if I'm going to be able to crack under the pressure, because there's even pressure on me with working with children, because sometimes these children are coming from a bunch of different households and they exhibit a bunch of different behaviors. And I have to be able to manage and deal with all the different behaviors, all the different attitudes, and be fair all across the board dealing with them. But that's all I really wanted to express about pressure. Again, my nonprofit is called ATBAT. You can visit ATBAT.org. It's ATBAT.org to learn more about what we're doing and what we're trying to do. Because basically, we don't just try to push the sport baseball and softball. We also try to help kids with health and nutrition, even health with mental health, and giving them that mentor to help them boost their self-esteem. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to bring you guys a little discussion about pressure, because it kind of hit home with hearing a CMU shooting and just talking to my students and sitting down and expressing what's going on in the world and how they feel. Because we all feel a lot of pressure, but I think a lot of times it's, whether it's good or bad, it's how we react a lot of times to any situation we're given. Because life is, it's a ever going
ever going battle. But this was Hanging Out with Risha. I want to thank you everyone for tuning in or listening in. And feel free, like I said, to visit the nonprofit website to find out more and to tell me what you think about, or you can feel free to email me and tell me what you think about my discussion. Like I said, all of what I said is not always 100%. It is my opinion. And this opinion is pulled from my experience of working with some children.